Blog Talk Radio.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them, but I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshiped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11, it says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw Him, they fell down and worshipped Him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshipped Him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened. And they presented unto Him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him out of your spirit. Just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name.
good morning. Praise the Lord to each and every one of you. We greet you in the awesome, mighty name of Jesus, the sovereign God, the God of the universe, the creator, the almighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God, hallelujah, the wise counselor. Oh, God, we give you glory on this morning. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to early Sunday morning prayer. I'm in another place on this morning, so I'm not able to see the switchboard. Hallelujah. But I dare not miss my assignment on this morning. Amen. I don't know if Sister Carter has signed on yet, Sister Christina, Sister Felicia, or any new time listeners that may be on this morning. We're on for 30 minutes of early Sunday morning prayer. And as I said, I can't see the switchboard, but just call me and let me know that you were on, or text me and let me know that you were on this morning for early Sunday morning prayer. We were listening to Bow Down by Bishop Paul S. Morton. How many feel like bowing down this morning? How many feel like just giving the Lord some glory this morning? The scripture says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen. I want to read into you here, and this morning we're going to go right on into it, offer up some praise and some worship and some prayer to God Almighty. For the Bible says men should always pray that they faint not. Amen. We want to read Psalm 1 this morning. Amen. And it said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And the Bible says he shall be like a tree. Verse 3, I'm reading from Psalm 1, the very first psalm, amen. And it says, verse 3, that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The godly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen, amen. Ah, hallelujah, we bless you on this morning, and we give you glory. Amen, amen. For the Lord knoweth the way of the but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Lord God, so we come before you this morning, God. Once again, we come to give you glory. Once again, we come to give you praise. Once again, we come to tell you how much we love you. Oh, God, we ask you this morning to create in us a clean heart, Lord God. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. Oh, God, whatever you do, Jesus, don't take your Holy Spirit from us. Lord God, we're asking you to restore unto us the joy of our salvation. Uphold us with your free spirit, Lord God. Then we will teach transgressors our way. Hallelujah. And sinners shall be converted unto the Lord. Oh, God, we're asking you to have mercy upon us this morning, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for all of our sins, Lord God. Oh, we're acknowledging our transgressions this morning. Oh, God, and we're asking you to cleanse us, purge us, Lord God. Wash us with hyssop, and we shall be whiter than snow. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for having a God that we can call on. We thank you for having a God that we can petition. We thank you for having servant of God that never falls short of his promises. Oh, God, we're standing on your promises this morning, for we know that your promises are yea. We know that your promises are may, amen. Oh, God, help us to dwell in that secret place of the Most High, for you said that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord that you are our refuge and you are our fortress. Ah, God, will we trust? Oh, God, help us to continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Help us to know, Lord God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you would raise up a standard against them. Oh, we bless you today, God. We come against everything that's ugly. We come against everything that's rude. We come against disorder on this morning. Everything that's not in order, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to line it up this morning. Line up some order in our homes, Lord God. Line up some order in the nation, Lord God. Oh, God, we're praying for our nation this morning. We're praying for the President of the United States. We're praying for the military on this morning. Oh, God, we're praying for our leaders, our bishops, our pastors, our evangelists, our apostles, our prophets. Oh, God, we lift them up before you this morning. Oh, God, remember our children in a special way. Remember our daughters and our sons, God. Remember our teachers, Lord God, that teach our children each and every day, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to visit the sick this morning. Oh, go into the nursing homes, God. Oh, and comfort somebody. Oh, somebody that don't have a mother this morning. Somebody there that don't have a father this morning. Somebody's there, hallelujah, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, God. Oh, God, we asking you to have mercy upon them this morning. Oh, go into the prisons this morning and set the captives free this morning. Oh, God, even though their physical man is in prison, Lord God, oh, but give them freedom in their mind this morning. Freedom in their mind, God. Give them that freedom to worship. Give them that freedom to praise, God. Go down to Angola, Louisiana, Lord God. Oh, and touch every male in that prison this morning. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to give a special touch to my son this morning. Oh, God, touch his mind, God. Give him a mind, God, to call on you. Give him a mind, Lord God, to not to forsake your word, God. Give him a mind, Lord God, to remember the things that I instilled in him. For you said to train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart, God. Oh, remember our mothers and our fathers, God. Remember my mother, Lord, in New Orleans, God. Oh, continue to touch her, Lord God. Let your blood come on, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Remember each and every one that's on this line this morning, those that I can't even see this morning. Oh, God, I'm asking you to bless all the listeners out in radio land, God. Bless those that may be in the chat room, God. Oh, God, and all of our supporters that call in each and every day, God. I'm asking you to give them a special blessing, God. Those that have made sacrifice and have sown seeds into this ministry, Lord God. I'm asking you to remember them in a special way, God. Oh, remember Evangelist Lucilla this morning. Remember Sister Dawn, my Sister Dawn this morning. Remember her son and her daughter, God. Remember Christina, God. Remember Felicia, God. Remember Sister Carter, all those that have been faithful, those that make the sacrifice and rise up early on Sunday morning morning to give you some praise. Oh, remember my brothers and my sisters, God, name by name and one by one. Oh, but I'm asking for special favor for my brother Bernie, God. Oh, my man, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to continue to touch him, Lord. Touch his body, God. Heal and protect him as we go through the streets. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. We come against every seducing spirit this morning. Ah, that would come to take our minds. Oh, God, for you said, and let this mind be in me. That was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking you for a clean heart, God. We're asking you for to do a transformation this morning. Oh, God, don't forget Danielle, God. 20 years, God. Oh, but we still calling on you, Jesus. For we know you are able. For one day with you is as a thousand years. Oh, God, we bless you. For weeping may endure for a night. But joy is going to come in the morning. We thank you for this morning, God. We thank you for having us on your inventory sheet this morning. Oh, God, when you took inventory, you decided to wake us up this morning. You decided to renew your mercies upon us. And therefore, we give you praise for it, God. Oh, God, help us to put on the full armor this morning. Oh, God, we need to put on the full armor this morning. Oh, God, our armor of righteousness. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, to love like you told us. For you told your disciples that a greater commandment that you were leaving them, that we love one another. Help us to be forgiven, God. Oh, help us to forgive our brothers and our sisters in Christ Jesus. And even those on our jobs, those that torment us, those that lie on us, those that slander our name. Help us to pray for them. For you say to pray for those that use you. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Oh, God, we bring them to you this morning. Oh, help us to stand, God. Help us to stand, God. Help us to render what's unto you. Hallelujah. What is just. For you said the just should live by faith. Increase our faith, God. Give us faith, Lord God, to stand on your word. Give us faith, Lord God, to know that your promises will come to pass. Give us that faith, Lord God. Give us that contending faith as we contend for this faith. Oh, God, for we know that the race isn't given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong, but to those that endure to the end. I lift up every listener today, God. Oh, God, and I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to create some miracles, Lord God. Miracles in their homes, miracles on their jobs, miracles with their children, even their spouses, Lord God. Remember their husbands, remember their wives, God. Oh, God, you are God that never forgets. You are God, that will always come to our rescue. Oh, God, for your name is mighty in the earth, God. We thank you, Lord God, for having an ark of safety. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And we know that the righteous run in and they're saved. Oh, God, we bless you today. We give you glory, God. Oh, none to you that is able to keep us. You're able to keep us, Lord God. You're able to keep us. You're able to preserve us. You're able to cover us, Lord God. Oh, God, we lift you up today. Hallelujah. We thank you for the covering of your blood, the covering of your mercy, the covering of your goodness, the covering of your peace, the covering of your patience, the covering of your kindness. We thank you for that covering, Lord God. We thank you. Keep us in the rock, God. Hide us in that rock, God. Keep us in that rock that we may not sin against you. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have nothing else to offer you, Lord God, but our heart, our mind, our body, and our soul. And we give it all to you, Jesus. We give it all to you this morning. We land it at the altar. For you say that cast your cares upon you. For you know of us. You told us to take our yoke upon you. For your yoke is easy and your burden is light. We bring in all these yokes. We bring in them and we put them on you, God. We leave in all our cares, all of our frustrations, all of our disappointments. Hallelujah. All of the things sometimes that we're confused about, God. We give it to you this morning. We give you all of our troubles, Lord God. For this poor man cries. These poor women are crying. And you're going to hear us. And you're going to deliver us, God. Because you are a mighty deliverer. Ah, God, yeah, you're the most shot, yeah. You are a deliverer, God. And we thank you, hallelujah, for being in the hands of a great God. We thank you, God, for being in the hands of a merciful God. Oh, God, we come against wickedness. We come against the rulers of darkness. We come against every evil word spoken, every evil word stated. And we declare and decree that we are the head this morning. We declare and decree that we are above this morning. We declare and decree that we're coming out. Hallelujah, for you told us in your word to come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. We thank you, God, for coming out. We thank you for bringing us out, Lord God, with an outstretched arm. Oh, you're the only one could do it, God. Mama couldn't do it. Daddy couldn't do it. Sister and brother couldn't do it. Oh, God, but when we cried out to you, you heard us, Lord God, and you delivered us out of all of our troubles. Oh, we bless you, God. We thank you for having a God that we can call on. We thank you for having a God that we can petition. For you say we don't even know what to pray for like we ought, but the Holy Ghost make it intercession. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. And those that don't have the Holy Ghost, Lord God, we asking you to fill them up this morning. Fill them up with that power. Ah, that power that's able to be ignited. That power that's able to be activated. That power that's able to come against nations, come against demons, come against authorities. Hallelujah, that's not like you. Oh, we bless you today, God. Ah, you don't know no more shot, God. We bless you today, God. We thank you for peace in our mind today. We thank you for that peace today, God. We thank you for peace in our homes, God. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace, let it flow like a river. Peace, God, let it power us. But David said, the Lord is our shepherd. We got to know today that the Lord is our shepherd. We got to know that he's fighting for us, even when we can't see it, even when the trials and the tests of this life, hallelujah, sometimes they overwhelm us. But the Bible says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead us to a rock. Oh, God, when our heart is overwhelmed, lead us to a rock that is higher than I. Oh, and that rock is Jesus. We're standing on that rock this morning, a rock that can't be moved, a rock that's solid, a rock that's firm, the rock of truth, the rock of salvation, the rock of peace, the rock of mercy, the rock of health. We're standing on that rock this morning. Oh, God, we bless you this morning, for we know that you are a shepherd that never forget about your sheep. You are a shepherd, hallelujah, that making us to lie down in green pasture. You are a shepherd that leaded us beside the still waters. You are a shepherd that restored our soul. You are a shepherd that lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. You are a shepherd that walked through with us. Jesus, walk with us through the valley of the shadow of death. You are a shepherd where we won't have to fear no evil. You are a shepherd that are with us. You are a shepherd that rod and not staff that comfort us. You are a shepherd that prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You are a shepherd that anointed our head with oil. You are a shepherd that calls our cup to overflow. Hallelujah. You are a shepherd that goodness and mercy shall always follow us all the days of our life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord. You are a shepherd, hallelujah, that the earth belongs to you in the fullness thereof. And all they that dwell in the world, they belong to you. For you founded it upon the seas, and you established it upon the firmament. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Help us to lift up our heads this morning. Help us, Lord God. For you said, lift up our heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. What are you saying to us this morning, Sister Bernard? We're saying no matter what you're going through, call on Jesus. Establish some prayer time. Get up in the morning with a praise down in your spirit. Hey, even though the day may be darker, hallelujah, and the hour, the night may be long, but they that call upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, people of God, this morning, I'm telling you to wait on God. We pray this morning, and all praise is a sincere desire of the heart. How do you pray, Sister Bernard? You pray by giving God his word back. You pray by standing on his word. That's all praise. It's a sincere desire of the heart. You giving God his word back. You telling God, God, you say it thus. And you say it thus. And if I stand on what you said, if I act upon what you said, if I am obedient to your will, if I obey your commandments, you said I will eat of the good of the Lamb. Don't let people put you down because of your circumstances. Don't let people put you down because of the have-nots. You need to look to the hills and say, my helper, it comes from the Lord. I'm not looking to man, but I'm looking to God. You can't serve God out of a sincere heart and he don't come to your rescue. You can't serve God and give him your all, and he'll abandon you. He said, I'll be there till the end of the world. He said, when your mother and your father forsake you, he said, the Lord will take you up. I don't care what it looks like. Hallelujah, I'm going to put my trust in God. I'm going to call on him while he's nigh. He said, call upon me while I'm near. Call upon me while I'm nigh. He said, I'm a just God. I'm a righteous God. I won't forget your neighbor, love. God will never turn his back on you. He'll never forget you. Friends will walk away. Family might forsake you. Oh, but the God that we serve, Sister Christina, God said, I'll make a way for you. Hallelujah. He said, I'll make a highway in the wilderness. I'll give you water in the desert. I'll give you water in a thirsty and a dry land. Didn't he do it for Joseph? Hallelujah. When his brothers threw him in a pit. Well, yeah, no, Moshiah. One brother had mercy and said, let's not leave him here in this pit. Let's get him out of this pit. And they sold him to the Midianites. Ah, God, how many know that story this morning? I'm telling you that story because I want you to know that God will bring you out. Joseph was in prison 2 years. Yeah, no, Moshiah. Hallelujah. He was accused of a crime that he didn't do. Oh, but God brought him out. And when God bring you out, people of God, he'll bring you out with an outstretched arm. So I'm giving you a little word this morning. I'm giving you a word this morning along with some prayer. We're still praying because we're giving God his word back. And God made Joseph the governor over all the land. How many know that the same God that helped Joseph, the same God that made him governor, he can make you a governor today. He made President Obama, president of the United States, the first African-American president. Oh, don't tell me what God can't do. Don't tell me what he won't do. Don't tell me what he will do. Oh, God will do it, because he's not a man that he would lie. Neither is he the son of man that he'd have to repent. God can do anything. Trust him this morning. Oh, God, when you can't see your way, trust him. Hallelujah. You got to know that God is going to bring you out, Sister Felicia. Sister Carter, you can't serve God for 25 and 30 years and then God thrust you into the lion's den. If he thrust you into the lion's den, the lions won't hurt you. Hallelujah. Did the lions hurt Daniel? No, no, no. Hallelujah. When they thrust you in the fire like they did the Hebrew boys. Hallelujah. The son of man. Hallelujah. They said, I see four men in the fire. The king said, I thrust three of them in there. Didn't we throw three of them in the fiery furnace? Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No Mosiah. Yeah, no, no, no Mosiah. But the king said, I see a fourth man in the fire. That fourth man is the Son of God. Oh, God, get into the fire with you. God won't abandon you, Sister Christina. God won't abandon you, Dawn, in your darkest hour. You got to call on him. You got to take the testimony of Job and say, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Though you slay me, yet will I serve you. No, we don't have all of the tangible things. Oh, but I got a peace down in my spirit. Hey, glory to God. When I had to go through last month celebrating my daughter's, hallelujah, 14th year anniversary of her death, I didn't know how I was going to make it. Didn't know how I was going to take care of five children, four grandchildren and a niece. Oh, but let me tell you, 14 years later, three of the girls have graduated. I have another one graduating next month. She'll be 18 years old. I got a 16-year-old boy. Don't tell me what God won't do. Oh, yes, it hasn't been easy. It wasn't beautiful. I had my struggles. I had my moments. I shed some tears. Oh, but I held on to the unchanging hand of God. Let me tell you, people, God will bring you out. God will bring you out. Hallelujah. Because he have a record on you. God have a record on you. I'm not on this line playing. When God told me in September to start opening up with 30 minutes of prayer on Sunday, I said, Lord, my plate is already full. I'm on this line 5 days a week. But the Lord said, 30 minutes of prayer every Sunday morning. And I had the heat. I had the heed to that voice. Now people are questioning you and say, is it God? Well, let them question. But I don't question God. Hallelujah. When you have established a relationship, when you become intimate with God, when you have had a fresh encounter with God, I don't care what people say. Hallelujah. I'm going to trust him. I know that little voice. I know that voice that talks to me. You know what? I know it. Hallelujah, because I talk back to him. I commune with him every day. Every day I tell him thank you. Every day I say, Lord, I love you. Every day I say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, for if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, all you got to worry about is God on your side. You see, God has a record on you. And the record that God has, man might have a different one. Hallelujah. But the only record is going to matter. The only record will matter, Sister Felicia, is the record that God has on you. I don't care what your husband say. I don't care what your children say. I don't care what your co-workers say. What does God have to say about Israel? That's all I'm concerned about. Oh, but let me tell you this, because I don't want you to be deceived. The Bible says a good name is rather to be chosen. So I'm not telling you to live any kind of way. I'm telling you, if you invest in God's program, God will bring you out. I'm telling you, if you give God your all in all, he'll bring you out. Going through some situations right now. Oh, but I'm trusting in God. Because guess what? I have a record. My record is before God. And when I lay out my record, I'm reminded of King Hezekiah. Hallelujah. The prophet, the Lord told him, said, go tell Hezekiah to set his house in order. I told y'all that when we first opened up. God is a God of order. He told him, he said, set your house in order, Hezekiah, because you're going to die. And Hezekiah said, Lord, he turned his face, the Bible says, to the wall. And he said, Lord, let me tell you something, Lord. See, you can have a little talk with Jesus. Hezekiah told the Lord, Lord, I'm not through. You gave me an assignment, and I haven't completed that assignment, God. He said, I have been faithful to you, God. I have committed my life to you. I have preached this gospel. When you tell me to go and prophesy to somebody, I prophesy the word to them. When you tell me to go comfort somebody, I comfort them. When you told me to go give them a warning, I did that. That's what Hezekiah said. So then the Lord told the prophet, say, go back and tell Hezekiah, I'm giving him 15 more years. That's what God will do for you. When the doctors have given you up, God will say, live. You will live and not die. The doctors gave my brother up about 11, 12 years ago. He was diagnosed with cancer. I wish you see my brother today. When God said live, I don't care what no doctor say. Hey, if God said live, you will live, and you won't die, and you will declare the works of the Lord. I just wanted to encourage you all with a little word today. You know, no more chapter. Couldn't get on the switchboard, so I don't know who on the line, but I want to encourage you today. I want you to know that if you put your trust in God, I'm not telling you that you're going to have a cakewalk. I'm not telling you that every day going to be beautiful. I'm not telling you that you won't go through anything. Oh, but God will give you a peace in the midst of your storm. God will give you a peace in the midst of your storm. Oh, peace like a river. God, peace like a river. Didn't he say when we read first Psalm, the first Psalm, he said we'll be like Jesus. Oh, God, you see, you got to put God's word, give him his word back. He said, blessed is that man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Read this scripture, and I tell you to encourage you, not standing in the way of sinners, not sitting in the seat of the scornful, but your delight have to be in the law of the Lord. And listen at it. And he said, in his law doth he meditate. You got to meditate upon this word day and night. You just can't skim through it. Meditate upon it. Set some time aside and read you some scriptures. Set some time aside and study this word. That don't say you ain't a minister. That don't say, hey, I'm trying to be an apostle. I'm trying to be a pastor. No, the Bible says study to show yourself approved. You don't know what calling God has on your life. You don't know. But if you seek God, if you seek him, he said he shall be the man that walketh not in the counsel. Listen what God says he's going to be like. He's going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in its season. So what does that mean? You're not going to be like that fig tree that Jesus cursed. He cursed it because there was no fruit on there. He wasn't, the tree wasn't able to produce anymore. And Jesus said, anything dead needs to be buried. How many living saints do we have this morning? Our God is looking for some living saints. He's looking for some saints that's going to declare and decree. He's looking for some saints that's going to be witnesses. He's looking for some soul winners. Jesus is only interested in souls, people. He's not interested in your titles. He's not interested in your fabulous homes and your most beautiful cars and all your diamond rings and all your beautiful fancy clothing. He's not interested in that. He said a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's what he's looking for. Those that are brokenhearted, those that have contrite spirits. What do you mean, Sister Bruno? That means that I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick of serving the devil. I'm sick and tired of letting the enemy use me. I'm sick and tired of the abuse. I'm sick and tired of the lies folks tell you. I'm sick and tired of folks saying they love me, but I don't see no fruits. I don't see no manifestations of that love. They're just like this fig tree that Jesus cursed. It's not producing. Anything ain't producing. Get rid of it. I'm getting rid of some stuff ain't producing in my life. I'm getting rid of some folks that I thought was in my corner. You don't know Messiah. Some people are in your life for a season, and after the season is over, it's over. Hallelujah. God will bring some new, put some new fruit on your tree. I'm looking for some fresh fruit. I'm looking for some sweet fruit. You don't know Messiah. And I know if I serve God with a sincere heart, if you serve God, I'm serving you, notice. Those that's listening on the internet, those that I can't see this morning, I'm serving you, notice that you got to live holy, that you got to live right. If you do those things, the Bible says, he that delight himself in the Lord, hallelujah, he that commit his ways to the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus say, I won't withhold no good thing from you. Oh, we're serving a righteous God. I went a little bit over the cake. But I just know. I don't know who this word for this morning. I don't know who this prayer is for this morning. But I'm telling you, grab a hold to it. It'll do you some good. Jesus will do you good. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll be that one that will bring you out. So we bless you today. Hallelujah. Keep me in your prayers. I need some prayer. I need some folks that's going to intercede. The intercessors are people that intercede and go before the Lord for us. I need some intercessors this morning that say, hey, I'm going to take an hour. I'm going to take 30 minutes. And in my prayer time, I'm going to call out Evangelist Benoit's name. I'm going to pray for her family. I'm going to pray for the ministry that God has given us. God has given us a ministry, people. And as I looked at the stats, those of you that's not able to be on the line with us through the week, Sister Felicia, Sister Christina, not able to be with us through the week, but we had Bishop Leo Lewis, presiding bishop out of Montgomery, Alabama, one of my former pastors. I love him dearly. This man is mega. Hallelujah. He was on the line with us for 2 days, Thursday and Friday. And Friday, he was heading to Jackson, Mississippi to do a conference. But he came on the line because of his word. He had committed to come and teach for us for 2 days. Now, I ain't talking about no mediocre folks. I ain't talking about no novices. I'm talking about people that have been serving the Lord 30 and 40 years, people that have been successful. Bishop Lewis is a successful bishop. He's a presiding prelate over his own organization for 22 years, but he took out time, 2 days, to come minister on a time of reflection. Not because because I've done anything great. But guess what? God have a record on me. We have to establish meaningful relationships. Meaningful relationships where we don't let the enemy come in and try to divide us. God is into oneness, people. He's into unity. He said one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to a flight. Why would I let somebody sow a seed of discord between me and my brothers and my sisters? That's the enemy, and that's what he does. He comes in to conquer. He comes in to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his mission, people. He has a kingdom, too, but his kingdom is not great as God. The devil is the god of this world. Hallelujah. He's mighty, but we serve an almighty God. Almighty. The devil don't know what you're thinking. Hallelujah. He only know what you speak out of your mouth, Sister Felicia. So I'm encouraging you all today. Hallelujah. As we celebrated on Friday, and even today, this is our 417th episode. For 16 months, the Lord has blessed us to get on this line. Those that's listening on the internet, those that go back in the archive and teach and preach the word of God. So guess what? We are going to be inexcusable. The Bible says you're inexcusable, O man, whomsoever you may be. So if you listen to this word and you being encouraged once a week, God has a record on you. Hallelujah. And this record is going to testify against you. Hey, glory to God. We thank you today for tuning in to early Sunday morning prayer. Hallelujah, with the time of reflection, New Destiny Ministries. Amen, and we look forward to you next week. We're going to have a glorious week. I don't know how the Lord is going to do it. I thought about going on with contending for the faith and bringing some more different speakers for this week, but I haven't gotten clearance yet on how God wants next week to flow. He might want to do something else. So before the day is over, about tomorrow, about showtime, we'll know what it is.
Good morning, good morning, and God bless everyone. This is Elder Albert Burns standing in for our host, Minister Billy Burns, who is out of the city on today, which is why you are hearing a recorded broadcast. And as the Lord just had it to be, because I was actually selecting a different recorded program, but my fingers went to this prayer call from about 2 years ago, and certainly we were blessed by the prayer that went forth and the words of admonition and instruction from our overall host, evangelist or pastor, Adrian Bernard. And we just thank God for all that has transpired on this morning. Just to let you know that, again, because our host is out of town and kind of out of commission as far as doing the broadcast, but on next week, next Saturday, the same time, we'll be right back here doing what God has called us to do, and that is hosting the broadcast, They Overcame, just feasting off the testimonies that God has blessed people in people's lives. So just to admonish and invite everyone to make sure you tune in again on next week so that you can hear what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. And I do see that we have one of our guests, and unlike my wife, I don't recognize the numbers, but I will call out the area code and the last four of the number. That is 910 for the area code and 0275. I just want to see if you have anything that you want to say or contribute or request or words of testimony or admonition to our listening audience. Go ahead, Colin. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
Oh, how you doing, Betty? How you doing, Betty?
All right. I'm doing all right. I'm glad I was able to get on the line when I was, because
hey,
I was like, oh, my goodness, is it 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock? But, I mean, when I got on the line, the word was right, and I needed to hear it, because the scripture that was given to me yesterday was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And since I started off on my school journey, that's the scripture that has been resting in my heart, to just trust God and just to keep pushing forward with my career, my academic career. But I was officially accepted into the school that I applied for out of Los Angeles.
Amen. Amen. That's
you.
A great testimony. Amen.
Thank you so much. So I'm going to continue to trust God, but I just want some prayers to continue to increase my faith in the things that he's going to do as far as the financial part of it. I know that he has it taken care of. It's just, you know, me as a human, I still kind of, you know, get a little antsy about that final outcome. But I just pray that you guys would continue to ask God to, you know, sustain me and allow me to just keep trusting in his word. And as the saying said, I need to get more scriptures read and meditate on them. And I feel like that's what I've been lacking the last couple of weeks, especially taking these tests. But I just ask for some prayer. And that's it.
Amen, amen. We just thank God for you calling in, and just as you were praying for or requesting prayer, even that your faith would be improved. And we know that life has a way of, I won't say on its own, but because it's all things are ordered by the Lord. But life has a way of just leading us into faith. The Bible lets us know that sometimes we go from faith to faith. In other words, our faith, as we just experience one thing and see the hand of God moving, we can just move on to greater faith, because we have something to look back on, something to, when we look back and see. I was sharing with a young man that I work with, I think just last week. He came in early one morning, and, well, he starts work early, and I usually just go to work early. I like to go in and kind of take care, get myself situated, and you know, maybe wrap up some things. And so usually I'm not really looking for visitors first thing in the morning. Kind of messes up my flow. But this young man came over, and he just had that look on his face. I said, okay, what's up? And he just began to go into some things that he was feeling. And I just had to share with them. I was compelled to share with them that I just called his first name. I said, Alvin, just look back over your life. You know, whatever it is that you think you're going through now, you've been through some things like that in the past. You've been probably through some worse things in the past. You've had tests and trials and tribulations and situations and circumstances and hiccups and stumbling blocks and potholes and pitfalls. All these things have been a part of your life. And I asked him how old he was, and I don't remember what he said, like 40-something. And I said, and in all these 40-whatever years, when you look back, those situations are gone. But you're still standing, right? And he had to acknowledge that. So these things come and go. But when we look back, we're still standing. So things are going to either, poem that I learned when I was a young man, I guess I didn't learn it real well because I can't recite it right now. But the gist of it was that things either, they'll do one of two things to you. They'll kill you outright, or they'll make you stronger. So if you're still alive and kicking and you went through that thing, you're stronger. And that's how our faith increases. And faith is not just, and I saw a saying not too long ago that talked about, I think it was a tweet that said, faith is not just believing, but faith is knowing. And you just know that God is going to see you through. And the more you learn of him, the more you know that. And that's how our faith increases. And we just thank God for you calling in. And we're just excited about how things are just working out and developing in your life. And that just shows how good God is. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. And we will continue to pray. And anything else, and because we're going to probably close with prayer at this point, and we will just pray for God to continue to direct you and guide you. Amen.
No, that's it. Just
amen.
Oh, and my father, he has leukemia, so just continue to keep him in your prayers because he's okay. Getting better. He has his fourth treatment, I believe, this the 28th. So
amen.
I just thank God for how things have just been turning around with him as well.
Okay, we will. And what's your father's name?
Donald Reynolds. Yes.
Amen. And we're going to pray that prayer right now as we close. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just love you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We worship you because you are awesome and mighty. You are faithful, Lord God. Even when we are unfaithful, you are faithful to us. We thank you, Lord God, that your mercies are great, that you are rich in mercy, and that this morning we woke up with new batch of mercy for this day, because your word said that your mercies are renewed every morning for us. Great is thy faithfulness, great is your power. Father, you are awesome, you are everything, you are mighty. Right now we hold up before you every listener to this broadcast, those that are listening live, those that were on the internet, those that will tune in later through the archives. Father, we just pray that your words will just go into their heart, into their spirit, and just bless them and comfort them and strengthen them and heal them and deliver them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing in Betty's life, how that you're opening doors, Lord God, because we know that you are the door. No one can close doors that you have opened for us. And for those doors that are not for us, you have a way of closing them so that no one can open them, that we will go into the wrong place. Father, we just thank you for how lovingly you take care of us. We lift up Betty right now, Lord God. Just continue to encourage her and guide her in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, just reveal to her who she is and what she is to do in your kingdom. And then, Lord God, just guide her in that direction. Lord God, just captivate her soul, her will, her spirit, Lord God, that she will be all about your kingdom business in the name of Jesus. And we lift up her father right now, Donald. We pray, Lord God, for his healing. Lord God, we pray as he goes through the treatments that just your grace and mercy be with them, your comfort be with them. And then, Lord, beyond that, we pray for him to just be healed. Lord God, let the doctors do their thing, but Lord God, you do the healing. Let all be amazed at how awesome, Lord God, the healing and the recovery is. In the name of Jesus, we declare it, we decree it, we count it as done, because we're touching and agreeing right now in the name of Jesus. That's according to your word. Your word says, and if we would do these things, and that if we would ask anything of the Father in your name, and that if we believe that it shall be done. Lord God, with all of those things, we expect a miracle. We look for a miracle. And Lord God, we decree right now that we look forward to that day when Brother Donald shall call into this number and just tell of your goodness, how you healed him, how you delivered him, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, for every listener right now, whatever their needs are, Lord, their healing, their deliverance, hallelujah, their restoration, their salvation, their peace in their home, peace in their marriage, peace in their family and relationships. Lord God, emotional restoration, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, just removing the oppression of Satan, because we are your children, free to worship you, free to praise you, and free to live for you, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for this broadcast and this ministry. And we pray, Lord God, for Pastor Bernard, as she has launched out, Lord God, into the deep in your ministry there in New Orleans. Lord God, just bless her, Lord God. Open up doors for her and open up, Lord God, her ministry, and let men and women be compelled to come in and to know you and to be saved in that city. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Amen. Amen. And we just thank everybody for their listening in today. And until next week, we just want to thank him.
I just want to pray
forever, come on.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever. Blessings.